This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Once again, it is not the writers of Patriots Football Weekly. It is the writer and the only one that you should be concerned about, Paul Perillo, flying solo. But don't worry, my good peeps of Patriots.com radio, I am flying solo, but there's also not a whole lot of news to report, so I don't think I can really irritate you people all that much today. I know that you guys hate when there is only one person doing these things. The Patriots made no roster moves over the course of the week. On this 4th of July weekend, extended weekend, there are some folks still in the building here on July 5th. And I am here, and I will talk to you about the lack of movement that the Patriots made on this Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast. Aaron Hernandez obviously was let go last week. Andy and I talked to you a little bit about that last Friday in the report. The Patriots have not made any moves since, so the roster is holding steady at 88 players. So still some room for some maneuvering, I would imagine, depending on the health of the players as they get back. It'd be 3 weeks from today, actually, the first day of public training camp. Obviously, the players will be back a little bit before that. So my guess is that Bill Belichick will assess the health of the team, and at that time, he'll decide how to best fill those last couple of roster spots. In other words, if there's a couple more lingering injuries at wide receiver, the way we saw during the course of the spring, guys like Josh Boyce and Aaron Dobson and Mark Harrison, Darnell Jones were not available for some of the minicamp work that the Patriots did during the spring. I would imagine you'll see another receiver come in. We also, you know, it would make some sense to look for a tight end, you know, in light of the situation with Hernandez. Rob Gronkowski not going to be available for training camp, so there's two tight ends down. There are six right now on the roster, and everybody knows who those guys are. Three NFL-type players in Jake Ballard and Daniel Fells, Michael O'O Manawanui. Also, you have Gronkowski, as I mentioned. Brandon Ford is also here, a kid from Clemson who is sort of intriguing, and also another undrafted rookie. And Zach Sudfeld, who I thought had an outstanding spring and really flashed during the course of the spring practices. But that would be the position that I would think, if you're going to fill one of those last two spots, I would think a tight end would make some sense, if for nothing else, than to have some bodies at training camp to work with. Interesting report I saw today. One of our good friends on the Facebook page pointed this out, that Philadelphia would be interested in dealing Clay Harbor, and you could probably get him for a low round draft pick, according to newspaper reports in Philadelphia. Harbor has been sort of disappointing in his time with the Eagles, and now that they have made a couple of other moves at the position, he's sort of done. They have Celek already. They picked up James Casey, so he's sort of been pushed down the depth chart a little bit. And the speculation out of Philadelphia is that he could be had for a low round draft pick. So Clay Harbor is a guy that we haven't mentioned as a possibility for the Patriots. We have talked about guys like Dallas Clark and David Thomas and even Vasante Shanko, who was here for a while last year. Add Clay Harbor to that mix. I do want to mention, before we wrap everything up here, the Patriots did announce, about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, that the official opening of training camp for the public will be Friday, July 26th. That is the day that I mentioned. So that's 3 weeks from today. Not a lot of time for training camp to get underway, but the first couple of practices have been scheduled for the public. 9 o'clock, Friday, July 26th, 9 a.m. Saturday, July 27th, 9 a.m. Sunday, the schedule has yet to be determined. They may or may not be holding a practice that day for the public. We'll find out. We'll look for that, and as soon as we get definitive notice from the Patriots, we'll pass that along to you both on PFW in Progress and right here on the Sullivan Tire Roster Report. Monday's practice, Monday is going to be a big day, Monday, July 29th. In addition to having the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for both Teddy Bruschi and Gil Santos, which will take place at the in the plaza outside of the hall at about 5 o'clock. That will also be the day for you season ticket holders. That's a ticketed event. Season ticket holders only inside Gillette Stadium for the practice that night, 7 o'clock. So, interesting day on July 29th for the Patriots. That's the first couple of days, first 4 days of training camp. Shortly thereafter, at the beginning of August, they'll head out to Philadelphia for those joint practices with the Eagles on August 6th. So they'll be there for the better part of that week. So it's not going to take long, not going to take long at this point. The Patriots season is right around the corner. It's been a tumultuous off season. There's been a lot of different things that have been going on. We've been trying to our best to keep you up to date on all of those. Obviously, PFW in progress, we get a chance to get a little bit more in-depth with those. But right here every Friday on the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast, we do our best to keep you up to date on what exactly is going on in the roster. As I mentioned, two roster spots open. It would make some sense to me to get another receiver in here of some kind, whether it be a tight end or a wide receiver. I think Bill Belichick will probably wait, sort of assess his roster in another week or so, and then we'll probably fill those last two roster spots. Be interesting to see how that all unfolds. But for now, I hope everybody had a safe 4th of July. Hope everybody stayed out of trouble. I know I did. I was able to get in here on the 5th, which, let me tell you something. In this building today at Gillette Stadium, that's a rarity. There's not a lot of cars in that parking lot. But I am happy to say that our buddy Kevin made it back from Paris in one piece. He's here. Not speaking French either, Kevin, huh? No.
En
français?
No. I came back just in time for America's 237th birthday.
Good for you.
I didn't want to miss it.
Good for you. So, without further ado, we'll put a wrap on this one. I'm in the middle of watching a great Wimbledon tennis match I'm going to get back to. But for now, that's going to do it for the Sullivan Tire Ross Report podcast. We'll see you next week.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.